We have completed four of them. The first one we did was Prithvi, the second was mountain, then trees, and last one we did was Vayu. Now we go further. Is it? What number? This 41. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Parthiveshu Iha Deheshu. Parthiveshu Iha Deshi Deheshu. Pravishtas Tadagunashraya. Gunayan Nayujyate Yogi. Gandhairvayu Rivatmadruk. Parthiveshu Iha Deheshu. Pravishtasadgunashraya. Gunair Nayujyate Yogi. Gandhairvayu Rivatmadruk. Read equivalent, son.
Parthiveshu. Consider a Krishna conscious person in terms of bodily designation, but should see him as an eternal servitor of the Lord.
Yeah. So what key? The thing is, the association has an effect, but the nature of the original thing doesn't change. What happens that, suppose there is a moon in the sky, in the water pot the reflection of the moon is there. So moon has association of water, and because the moon has the association of water, it flickers, it moves, it breaks. In the water it is so many patterns are there, but actually the moon doesn't change. This is what is happening. Association does appear to have some difference, but actually there is no difference. The moon retains its own nature. Moon is full and moon is in sky. When the reflection flickers or moves or whatever, as soon as the water is disturbed, the reflection flickers here and there. It doesn't have to do anything with the moon. Eventually the water is gone, the reflection goes away. And because water has the association of moon, so it shines. Otherwise, water as it is doesn't shine. So there is some temporary effect of the association. Otherwise, there is nothing. Actually, there is nothing. But we see some. That's why when the soul is in the body, we may say the person is thief, or person is very rich, or person is very poor, or very educated, or dull, whatever, you know. Temporary bodies appear in different gradations. Actually, the soul does not have to do anything. Soul is neither educated nor dull. Soul is soul, that's it. Spirit is completely different from the body. This is the point. And then he concludes that Krishna conscious person should not be seen in body. So because we know that the spark of the Krishna is already in your heart, so everybody has the same incentive. Everybody gets the power from the same reservoir of the power. So power may fluctuate according to the wattage of the bulbs, but the power is power always. Bulbs may have different strength, the power doesn't have anything. So wherever you see the bulb or light, we actually see the light and we don't see the strength of the bulb. This is it. Because we are prone to be covered by the elements, material elements. So somebody is more covered, somebody is less covered. But they don't have to do anything with the covering. This is how the Pandita Samadarshana in Bhagavad Gita he says, that the cow and the elephant and everything, you have to regard the same. That is the Samadarshana. And as soon as you come to this, then the same air is continuing. You know? So this is the second phase of the air. So please remember this, and we go with the third verse. Sing nice. Next verse. अंतरहितस्य सृजंगमेषु ब्रह्मात्मभावेन समन्वयेत व्याप्त vyavyavachedam asangam atmano. Munir namastvam vitatasya bhaye. Now go to the equivalents.
Antarhitaha,
present within.
Also,
all
non-moving living bodies.
Jankameshu,
and all moving forms of life.
Brahma-atma-bhavena.
By realization that he himself is pure spirit.
Samanvayena.
As a result of different contacts
with
different bodies.
Vyaptya.
Because of being all pervading.
Avyachedam.
Repeat
that nicely.
A thoughtful sage. Even while living. Within a material body.
Should understand himself.
To be pure spirit soul.
Similarly.
One should see.
That the spirit soul.
Enters within all forms of life.
Both moving and non-moving.
And that the individual souls
are thus all pervading.
The sage should further observe
that the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
as the Super Soul,
is simultaneously present within all things.
Both the individual soul and the super soul
can be understood
by comparing them to the nature of the sky.
All over the sky
extends everywhere,
and everything rests within the sky.
The sky does not mix with anything.
Nor can it be divided by anything.
Read the proof.
Although air exists within the sky or space is different from air. Even in the absence of air, space or sky is present. All material objects are situated within space or within the vast material sky. But the sky remains undivided and, although accommodating all objects, never actually mixes with anything. In the same way, one can understand the situation of both the individual soul and super soul. The individual soul is all-pervading because there are innumerable jiva-atmas which enter within all things. Yet, as confirmed in Vedic literature, each individual atma remains infinitesimal. The Svetasvatara Upanishad, chapter 5, verse 9 states, Palaka sata bhagasya satada kalpitasya cha vakudeva sahipnaya sachana chanayakalpite. When the upper point of a hair is divided into 100 parts, and again each of such parts is further divided into 100 parts, each such part is the measurement of the dimension of the spirit soul. Same stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. Kesa-kesa-tabhagasya satam-sya-sat-tri-sat-makava-diva-sukshma-mavipo-yam
Shanti Tohi Sanam. There are immovable particles of spiritual atoms which are measured as 1/10,000 of the upper portion of the hair. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, is all pervading because He Himself is personally present through us. The Godhead is known as Advaita or in Advaita. But the same unique personality of Godhead exists everywhere, just like the sky, and yet is not attached to anything, although everything is resting within Him. The Lord Himself has confirmed this analysis of His all pervasiveness in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 6. Yatha kasatito nityam vayu sarvatra gomaha tatha sarvani bhutani matstani devadaraya. As the almighty wind blowing everywhere always rests in the ethereal space, know that in the same manner all beings rest in me. Therefore, although both the deva soul and the super soul are said to be all pervading, it should be remembered that there are innumerable individual deva souls, whereas there is only one Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord is always supreme, and one who is actually a thoughtful sage never doubts the supreme position of the Lord.
About the sky, the example is very clear. Everywhere the sky is present, it doesn't mix with anything. And if the wind carries the aroma in which place it blows, but sky doesn't have anything to do. Sky is completely steady. This way, super soul, being all pervading, should be as steady as sky. And this way, meditation on the super soul or Krishna is very steady. And 18 verses we have seen in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, which gives you the symptoms of the steady meditator. Siddha Pradna Sikha Bhasha Samadhisa Sikeshava Kimprabhasha Kimasita. And then so many 18 verses are given. This is steadiness of the sky or Krishna. And in order to be steady, we must have Krishna in our mind. Savai manaha Krishna padar vindayo. Unless you have Krishna consciousness, steadiness is impossible. Vyavasayat maya buddhi eke hai kurunandana. Only one buddhi. Krishna consciousness is one intelligence. But if you don't have that, Bahushakaya Anantasya, many branched intelligence is there otherwise. And when the intelligence is divided into so many areas, the steadiness is impossible. Steadiness means once, only one object in our mind. That is the reason of the steadiness. The woman who is unflinchingly attached to one husband is very steady in her behavior. The same woman, if her attachment is to so many persons, then she cannot be steady and is rejected by the society. So unsteady persons are rejected. They are sent to mental hospitals, drugged and beaten and what not. Whereas steady persons, they can go on with their life without any disturbance. So we should remember this, that come what may, we should be steady in every circumstances. The material things always change, but for devotee there is no change. And because we are not running after the temporary illusory representations, we are just concentrating on the sound representation of the Lord through Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam, or hearing about Him or speaking about Him. This all sound, a transcendental sound vibration, will force you to be steady. And those persons could be trusted. Those who are attached to Krishna, they could be trusted. Whereas the person who is flickering in his Krishna consciousness can never be trusted. We can't forecast what he will do, because his motive is not Krishna consciousness, but he has some material motive. And any material motive apart from Krishna consciousness is unsteady. So one's time, there are so many devotees also. Sometimes we see him in Hyderabad, sometimes he is in Delhi, sometimes he is in Bengal, sometimes he is in Bombay. Everywhere, nothing achieves. This unsteadiness. When you carry the material motive in the spiritual realm, then you spoil the spiritual realm as well as the material realm. Is it better that people are addicted to one thing and they go on opening their shop and earning their things and do whatever little they want to do for spirits? They are far better than this moving man from here and there. And as it is, we have seen that the material motives are the products of the illusory energy. What is it? Yadidam manasa vacha, 1177. Yadidam manasa vacha, chakshubhyam shrunadivihi, nashvaram grahyamanam cha, vidhi maya manomayam. Vidhi maya manomayam. Anything material, vidhi, you must know that is the product of the illusion. And illusion has no existence. How can your motives exist? One day you have one motive, the other day you have two. He wants to marry, he wants to earn money, he wants to buy the house, he wants to buy the land, he wants to sell the land. These are all temporary things. They go on in the life of devotee also. But the motto is Krishna. Samsuddhim Haritoshanam. He also buys the land, he also sells the land. But the Krishna, for Krishna, not for illusion energy. This is the difference. So like a sky, we should remain in this world completely uncontaminated in any situation. It's very difficult, but we have to practice this. And it becomes very easy if you run after Krishna. Otherwise, without Krishna, as I told you, our life is like a mad person. Mind level. Without Krishna, we are on the mind level. Either you are on a spiritual level or mind level. And mind level means mental. Frankly speaking, in order to run the material things also, we want the steady persons. This Prime Minister must be steady, otherwise he will not be able to run the country. Mad persons can't run anything. So where the steadiness is there, the spirit is there. So you need to run the material things also. We have to be always conscious of the spirit. And that is, Prabhupada calls it Krishna consciousness. And this is the correct way. So with this, we go to the next. Yes. Simply. The 43.
Tiju annamay bhave. Tiju annamay bhave. Nikamate
Yes, read the equivalent.
Teja,
fire,
water,
anna,
and earth,
and
maya,
consisting of,
by
objects,
mega,
adhyayi,
clouds and so on,
clouds and so forth,
ayu,
wind,
must be by the wind.
Which are grown.
Naspishyate.
Is not touched.
Namaha.
Eternal sky.
Tattva.
Same way.
Kashistai.
Which
have been sent forth by time.
Gunai.
By the laws of nature.
A person.
Translation. Although the mighty wind, blows clouds and storms, across the sky.
The sky is never implicated
or affected by these activities. Similarly, the spirit soul is not actually changed
or affected
by contact with the material nature.
Although the living entity
enters within the body
made of earth,
water, and fire. And although he is impelled
by the three modes of nature,
created by eternal time,
his
eternal spiritual nature,
is
never actually affected. Although the sky appears to be affected by the mighty movements of wind, rain, hurricanes, lightning and thunder, etc., the sky, being very subtle, is actually not affected, but is rather the background for such visible activities. Similarly, although the material body and mind undergo innumerable changes, such as birth and death, happiness and distress, love and hate, the eternal living entity is merely the background for such activities. The spirit soul, being most subtle, is not actually a...
See there? Ajay! Come here! Yes, sir.
Only due to misidentification with the superficial activities of the body and mind, thus the soul undergo terrible distress within the material world. In this regard, Srila Madhvacharya has pointed out that the individual living entity must struggle to revive his divine spiritual qualities. The living entity is part and parcel of the supreme entity called Krishna, and as such the individual soul is also a reservoir of godly qualities. The personality of Godhead, however, automatically manifests these qualities without any hindrance, whereas the conditioned soul must struggle to revive such qualities. Thus, although the personality of Godhead and the personality of the living entity are eternal and transcendental, the personality of Godhead is always supreme. By realizing all this with clear intelligence, the conditioned soul can rise to the spiritual platform.
As the last verse stressed the steadiness of the sky, herein the disturbance is given. There is so much disturbance in the sky. But even then, sky has nothing to do with it. To that extent that we have the nuclear explosions on the surface of the earth. There's so much blowing and so much destruction is there. And sky is situated in the pit also, which is created by the nuclear explosion. Even then sky has nothing to do with it. Being very subtle, it just becomes the background. And here, the example is very befitting. Our soul and super soul. Soul is subtle, and more subtle than soul is the super soul. And because of subtlety of the super soul exists everywhere, but even then completely unaffected. That is the message. So this is also sky. Then we go to the next verse. Svachya prakritita snigdhau madhuryastita bhurnam munhi punatyapam mitram ikshopasvashakitai. Svachya, pure, prakritita, by nature, snigdha, soft, or soft-hearted, madhurya, sweet, or gentle peace, tirtha-bhu, a place of pilgrimage, nunam, for human beings, munihi, a sage, punati, sanctifies, apam, the apam of the water, mitram, the exact counterpart, iksha, by being seen, upasprasha, by being repeatedly touched. Kirtanihi, and by being glorified verbally. Hoking, a saintly person, is just like water, because he is free from all contamination. Gentle in nature. And by speaking, creates a beautiful vibration, like that of the flowing water. Just by seeing, touching or hearing such a saintly person, the living entity is purified. Just as one is cleansed by contact with pure water, thus a saintly person, just like a holy place, purifies all those who contact him, because he always chants the glories of the Lord. Yes, read deeper, person.
The words apam, apam, mitram, just like water, can also be read as arhat mitram, which means that the saintly person purifies all living entities by accepting them as mitram for his personal friends.
and saves them from their sinful reactions, hard heart. The conditioned living entity falsely identifies with his gross material body and subtle mind, and thus falls from the platform of spiritual knowledge. A conditioned living being is always lusty for material sense gratification, and if he does not acquire it, he becomes angry. Sometimes he is so obsessed with fear of losing his material gratification that he enters a stage approaching madness. A saintly person, however, is like pure water, free from all contamination and capable of purifying all things. Just as pure water is transparent, a saintly person transparently manifests the personality of God within his heart. Such love, God, is the reservoir of all happiness. Water makes a most pleasing vibration as it flows and cascades, and simply the sound vibration of the Lord's pure devotee, who is saturated with the glories of the Lord, is most charming and beautiful. Thus, by studying the nature of water, one can understand the symptoms of a pure devotee of the Lord.
This is example of water repeating. Water is beyond contamination, but really it appears contaminated. For example, if Coca-Cola is prepared from water, so Coca-Cola has the nature of Coca-Cola and not the water. It appears very contaminated, but actually water can evaporate, Coca-Cola can't evaporate the ingredients, they can't evaporate. So water is actually keeps clear. The same way, the spirit completely keeps clear. It may appear contaminated. Thieving person may appear that he is a thief by nature, but frankly speaking, his soul or super soul has nothing to do with his material activities. This is contagious disease. So water, the example of water is best here. The thing to be meditated on this is the saintly person's touch. We should try to be saintly like that. Everybody is free to choose whether he wants to be saintly or he wants to be demoniacally. Saintly person means inclined to Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. If you have association of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, the contamination will never be there. So it's saintly. And even then, the body is there, you know. Many times we see that they are studying Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam, and even then some inabilities may occur. But then it is pardonable. We can give pardon. Kshama is the best quality. We should not meditate on others' inabilities. As it is, we all have material lump. What is teja up anna? The first line. Teja up anna. Teja banna. Teja banna. And there is apostrophe. Yes, like there. Teja banna. There are three words. Teja, up, anna. Teja means fire, up means water, and anna means earth. These three things are present always in the material. Teja vari mridam. Teja vari mridam. Teja vari means water, mridam means earth. Same. Teja banna. These words are different, but same meaning. Every material object has fire, then water, and earth. And what is it? Paksharma mausar dhira medha majjasri dhatava pranam तेजो तेजो मया शक्त तक्षर में माउस रुद्र मेदो मन जाती धातु All these material elements, they are all comprised with Teja, fire and earth. There is fire, water and earth. These three things are here. In this wall also, there is fire, there is water and there is earth. That's why it's sticking, you know. It looks as if it is dry. There is no water. But there should be some water. Otherwise it will not stick. So it appears dry, but everywhere water is there. In the land also, you go a few feet down, there is water. And Teja, warmth has got to be there. Warmth is the nature of the super soul inside your body, super soul and super soul. The dead body goes cold. Ice cold. Where they have left. The warmth has left. So warmth must be there, water must be there, and earthen part must be there. But to purify these things, saintly association is required. So we may carry the three elements, they could be very well purified. Because of our constant association with the scriptures, with the devotees, with the deities, and with the service. This is required. Scriptures are required. Association of the devotees are required. And deities. SDD, scriptures, devotees, and service. SDS. These three things purify. So wherever the saintly person goes, he purifies. And that's why he goes to the tirthas, the pilgrim centers, and takes bath in the river. So whatever sins are left there by the ordinary persons, he purifies. The iron rod, when it is red hot, it purifies anywhere. You touch it, it purifies. Nothing, no contamination can touch him. The same way the saintly persons, wherever go they, the sins can't touch them. They have to evaporate. It's a fiery. By devotional service, we should become fiery. The more intense devotion service we have. And this is very easy to tell, this is very easy to read. But to practice it's a like very difficult thing appears. But once we are interested in this and we are not worried about the Chakshur Bhyam Shramana Devi, we know that words are real, that whatever we are perceiving through imperfect senses is nothing but the absolute illusory energy. And unfortunately, we have accepted it as truth, but they are nasuram. As soon as that digests, this idea digests in us, then our whole attention is diverted to scriptures, devotees association, and service. We go next. Teja-svetapasa-dipto Durdhar-sodara Vajanaha Sarva-bhakshopi-yuktatma Nadatte-mala-magnivat Teja-svetapasa-dipto Durdhar-sodara Vajanaha Sarva-bhakshopi-yuktatma నాదత్తేమలమగ్నివత్ తేజస బ్రిలియంట్ తపస ప్రైజ్ ఆస్టిలిటీ దీప్త గ్లోయింగ్ దూర్ధర్ష అన్షేకబుల్ ఉదర భాజన ఈటింగ్ ఓన్లీ దట్ నీడెడ్ బహిష్టం దిస్ ఈజ్ ఉదర భాజన ఈజ్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ వెరీ మీన్ భాగవతం దిస్ వర్డ్ ఈజ్ హోల్ భాగవతం ఉదర భాజన eating only that needed for his stomach. And what we do, the eating process is very, eating process is very easy. You put motion in the mouth and you chew and eat. Very easy. So we tend to eat more. Whereas if we really are careful, the udar bhajana, only whatever required by stomach, we should put into it and forget about the rest of it. And they said, devotees, hardly they see it, seen eating. We may take prasadam in the morning or breakfast and again evening something. For whole day we don't take. The karmis, whole day they are eating. Sandwiches are there. These. At least we have control these things.
Chukcha Beza.
Don't drop. We stop here. We'll continue this. We're 45.